Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. One more day on the calendar, one more day in our life story, one more day in our journey, one more day, Father, for service in your kingdom. One more day, Father, to live, to give, to receive, to breathe, Father, one more day. And Father, it is for this day that we are grateful and we say thank you for it. Now, Father, we want to confess every sin of omission and commission. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich, and you add no sorrow to it. Thank you, Father. We pray for those all around the world who do not know you in the pardoning of their sins, that they will obtain a will to know you and to serve you while there's still time, Father. And we pray for those who do know you, Father, that we will draw closer to you, not in religion, but in fellowship and relationship. And so, Father, we thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for everything that you have given us to do the job, to do the work that you have called us to do, Father. We embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, Father, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, Father, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven, Father. We ask that only you and you alone will be glorified in our services and your people edified. And we thank you for the opportunity to serve, Father, you, and lift Jesus up higher, higher, and higher. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ as Lord. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank God, amen, for another day. We thank God for you being here with us on this morning. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. We pray that you will enjoy the services today to the extent that you keep coming back. Amen. As we meet on this platform, amen, 7 days a week. Amen. And we're celebrating. We just celebrated our 12th birthday. Amen. About 2 months ago, 3 months ago. Woo, where do the time go? Amen. And to God be praise, glory. Amen, and all the honor. We pray that everyone is excited today, amen, because it's new. The day is new. The season is new. The hour is new. It's new, and we can start over again. Every day that the Lord gives us is a clean page in the story of our lives and the journey of our lives. Regardless of how successful yesterday was, how miserable yesterday was, whatever, we can start all over again today and do it again and do it better and do it God's way. I mean, it is just so marvelous. Time is really a gift, and it's so precious. And so we're not going to squander any more of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Giving God praise. Amen. Today, amen, we want to talk to you for a couple minutes. Amen. On the subject. I call this one here the Love Master. And the Love Master. Amen. Hallelujah. Because that's exactly what we're dealing with here. The Masters of Love. Oh, my God. The Masters of Love. Who? God the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Look, we're not afraid to say Holy Ghost. Some people are afraid to say Holy Ghost. We're not afraid to say Holy Ghost because he is a ghost, but he's a Holy Ghost. Amen. And so we want to tie this in, amen, as we continue on our series. Amen. Want to draw your attention to the book of St. John chapter 9. And I'm going to read three verses, amen, in your hearing, starting with verse number 1. And it reads as thus, as Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Then he spit on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. Amen. And then verses 6 and verse number 7, he told him, go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So the man went and washed and came back singing. My God, hallelujah. This is a blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Ooh, what a beautiful portion of scripture. What a beautiful portion of scripture, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so as we meditate on this portion of scripture, we have to ask ourselves a question. I like that's how I like to study. I like to reason. Amen. I ask questions while I'm studying. I ask questions of the Holy Ghost. And that's just my learning curve. And probably for most of us, too. You know, because, you know, it has to make sense. You know, you're processing it. So you know, you want to, you know, receive it in a way that makes sense to you. All right. So here's a big question when we look at this particular portion of scripture, beloved. How does a blind man find a pool of water by himself? The real question is, how does a blind man find anything by himself? Okay, so here we have a blind man who found a pool of water. And it almost seems very uncompassionate. I think that's a word, uncompassionate, for Jesus to tell someone who can't see, for Jesus to open his mouth and talk to a blind man and tell him to go wash his eyes in a pool of water. That seems a little insensitive at first, don't it? I mean, really, when we think about it, like, how could Jesus be so mean? I mean, Jesus know the man can't see. How are you supposed to find the doggone pool? Is this Jesus or what? Y'all know we be talking like that, too. We talking just like that. I mean, come on, the man can't see. And Jesus is going to tell him to find, how he's supposed to find the pool? But we have an answer. And Jesus always knows the answer because Jesus is the answer. How was the blind man supposed to find the pool? By faith. Ah, Holy Ghost. Y'all felt that one, didn't you? I know I did. How was the blind man supposed to find the pool to wash his eyes? Somebody say, I walk by faith and not by sight. You see, beloved, amen. Now, what appeared and from the outside, it looked a little confusing. From the outside, it was seeming like Jesus was being very uncompassionate, very unconsiderate, flaunting his dignity, flaunting his power, showing off, spiritual arrogance from the outside.
It looked like Jesus was very mean. Because Jesus was sending the blind man to do an impossible, what seemed to be an impossible thing. Because the man couldn't see and the man didn't know his way. But in essence, it was the love, it was love that was pushing him, love that was pulling him, love, amen, that Jesus was exercising and speaking to this blind man to grab hold of faith. It was love leading the blind man from the impossible to the possible. It was that power that worketh by love, beloved. Sometimes we are in a bad place, what appears to be a bad place, what appears to be a difficult place, what appears to be an impossible place, and the Holy Spirit is leading us to do something that seems impossible, to do something that's going to manifest your miracle, manifest your turnaround, manifest your breakthrough. And you think that God doesn't care. You think that the people of God doesn't care. See, and the devil is working you overtime because you simply refuse to take a step of faith to get into God's good graces, because without faith it's impossible to please him. And you don't even realize that it's love that's pulling you, trying to pull you out of your impossible situation. And the Holy Ghost just said that. Don't ask me to repeat it. Glory be to God. It is love. God is love. And he meets us where we are. He meets us in our blind state, our lonely state, our depressed state, our broke state, whatever state we're in. He meets us right there, gives us instructions on something to do which does not seem reasonable. This can't be God because this don't make sense. Yeah, who said God makes sense? See? If it made sense, you wouldn't need faith. And you don't realize it's the love of God that visited you in the first place. It is the love of God that is, if God didn't care about you, he wouldn't care about you. But he do care about you. God loves you. See? And so he loves you so much, he's urging you, use your faith, use your faith, use your faith. It's called tough love. I just want God to, you know, show up and give me this and give me that and give me that. And the Lord is saying, yeah, use your faith. Glory be to God. God don't care. No, God cares. You care now and use your faith. It was the love of God. Love. Well, why would they put them out there? They didn't know. They knew the situation. Glory be to God. I hear glory be to God, which I have my opinion on it. But to keep, amen, on the message here, I know some parents, when the children get 18, they throw them out. Now, I'm not going to talk about being right or wrong right now, but from their viewpoint, so let me look at it from the parents' viewpoint. It's tough love. Go out there and learn how to be a man. Fend for yourself. Learn how to make it. Tough love. Tough love. Use your faith. And sometimes, beloved, we feel like the Jesus is doing the same thing to us, throwing us out there. I'm going to make it. He said, use your faith. How am I going to make it to the pool? Use your faith. How am I going to make it to my healing? Use your faith. How am I going to make it to my breakthrough? Use your faith. I don't have nobody to hold my hand. I'm here with you. Use your faith. It was the love of God pressing this man to use his faith. You want to know why it was so necessary, beloved? Because Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 6 says this, faith worketh by love. Ah, well, I can close the book right now. I close the book right now. I close the book. I'm going to go a couple more minutes. I close the book right now. Baby, you ain't even got no faith unless you're walking in love. Our faith works by love. If you remove the love, there's no faith. What about that? So this is why we call it the love master. See? Hallelujah. He's telling the blind man, love is encouraging you, motivating you, pushing you, letting you know you can do this. You can overcome this. You are a conqueror. Amen. You can have what you say. You can have what you ask for. You can have what you desire. Use your faith. It was love. It was the love of God that was pushing this man into his miracle. Beloved, it is the love of God that's pushing you into your miracle. The devil ain't got nothing to do with this. Will you please stop giving the devil credit? The devil ain't got nothing to do with it. The devil had nothing to do with that man being blind. He was born blind for the glory of God. The devil ain't got nothing to do with your situation right now either. It's God, the love of God pushing you. Use your faith. I don't know where the pool is. Use your faith. I don't know where the money is. Use your faith. I don't know where the healing is. Use your faith. And so God creates six situations and circumstances. He allows them. That's what the songwriter meant when he said whatever, amen, accept whatever God allows. And all things are working together for your good. Romans 8:20. God allowed this situation. Matter of fact, he set it up just for you. I don't know what I did to get here. God created this situation. It was the love of God that created this situation to put you in a position that if you will only use your faith, you can get what you want. You can get what you need. You can get what you desire. Isn't that something? Our test becomes our testimony. Our misery becomes our message. And your story now holds some glory. It was the love of God. God don't love me. Yes, he do. Yes, he do. Use your faith. Well, if God loved me, I wouldn't be going through this. Baby, it's a setup for you to go up. Use your faith. The blind man could have said, you know what, forget about it. Jesus playing with me. He going to tell me to go wash in the pool. Now, he know I don't can't see. And he could have used that as an excuse to turn his back. The same way a lot of you are using it as an excuse today. But God know I ain't got no money, and God know my credit, and God know my situation. And God know that, yeah, God know, and it's the love of God that created that situation to push you out of that situation, push you through that situation on the other side of through. How I'm going to get there? By using your faith. Ooh, my God, Sookie, Sookie, Holy Ghost. Ooh, my God. Ooh, my God, that's good. That's good. That's good. I was talking to the bishop yesterday, my mama, amen, how Bishop Westfield, and I was sharing some stuff with her, and hallelujah, about the fire of God in the churches and this and that and some plans I had for the weekend. Glory be to God. And she said, where is the churches, Freedom? She started trying to name some churches where the fire of God was falling, the power of God was falling. Amen, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost. I said, she said, well, when the last time you been in a fiery service? I said, yeah, every morning, 6 o'clock. God said, if you can't find the fire, be the fire. I said, the Holy Ghost, ooh, the Holy Ghost shows all. My God, that was some good stuff. I got to go back and listen to this replay myself. Hallelujah. Beloved, Jesus knew how to get a miracle. Jesus was a master at getting people into a position to receive by faith. That's the only way you're going to get it. Let me make an announcement. I know a bunch of you waiting on this, you're waiting on that. Amen. You're waiting on this, you're waiting on that, you're waiting on this, you're waiting on that. But let me tell you something. If you're not waiting in faith, your waiting is in vain. If you're looking for it to come from God. Now, if you're trying to get it on your own terms, amen, you're cutting a deal, a back office deal with the devil, all that's a different conversation. But I'm talking about what you're waiting for by God. If you're not exercising faith, baby, it ain't going to work. God does not move without faith. And if you're not walking in love, you don't even have no faith. It's presumption. You call it whatever you want. It ain't faith because the Bible says faith works by love. Now, it's going to take us a whole month to break that one down before we get it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus knew the strong relationship between faith and obedience. And it is a strong relationship. It all ties in together. All of God's word ties in together. Because faith worketh by love, but if you don't have no obedience, then you ain't got nothing anyhow. When the blind man walked away from Jesus, beloved, he was walking away from Jesus. Jesus said, okay, walk towards the pool. Okay? So he was walking away from Jesus, but he was walking toward his miracle. What are you walking towards? Beloved, if you're walking in faith, let me tell you something. You're walking towards your miracle, and every day could be a miracle. Every day is a miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. But we want it to be a manifested miracle. See, miracles, beloved, is not something that's supposed to be happening when we, you know, you get into hard times. You know, we get sick. Amen. We got to build a plan. No, we should be living an everyday life. That should be our lifestyle. A life of miracles. That's the will of God for us. Beloved, if you want to see the impossible, you must be willing to do the impossible. I'm going to say that again because somebody needs to write that down. If you want to see the impossible, you must be willing to do the impossible. And with God, all things are possible. But it begins by you initiating something with your faith. What are you initiating your faith for? Well, I don't see no way. Well, that's why it's called faith. I don't see how this going to be done. Yeah, that's why it's called faith. Do you think a blind man could see, could figure out how he was going to see? Medically, that was impossible. Yeah. In the natural, beloved, Jesus told the blind man to do something that seemed pretty unreasonable, but it made the blind man step out. God will create situations because of the love of God for you. The love of God. Let me share one more scripture with you in the book of Romans, chapter number 8. And I want you to go down to the 30, hold on one second, let me find it. Okay, here it is right here. 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Jump down to, amen, 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is our Lord. Beloved, that's talking about the love that God has towards you. That ain't talking about the love you got towards him. That's talking about the love that God has towards you. See. You live in love. You are immersed in love. See, and let me tell you something about love. Love will ask you to do what seems impossible. Ah, I don't know why God asked me that. Love. Woo. I don't know why I'm in this situation. Love. Love got you here. Lord, bro. Yeah, but this hurts. Yeah, but sometimes love does hurt. It hurt Jesus being nailed out on that cross for 3 hours. Oh, you best believe he was in some kind of pain. Her love hurts, baby. Sometimes love hurts. Yes, it does. That's when you know you got the real love, when it start hurting, baby. Huh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, you know that for an instant, the blind man had to have thought that this was crazy. Now, that's just natural. He said, you know, this is crazy. This is crazy. This man, I'm getting up out of here. Jesus crazy, this crazy. But thankfully, he was smart enough to keep his mouth shut and start the walking. And some of us need to do the same thing. We need to shut up and start the walking. Walking in faith, walking in love. God, his love already created the scenario for you, the answer for you, the victory for you. It's already done. Love did it. But it's going to take your faith, amen, which worketh by love, amen, to get connected with it, to make it a reality. Beloved, he had probably been in that water plenty of times and nothing ever happened. I'm sure it wasn't the man's first time at the pool. Yet it wasn't some magical water that healed the man. And people talk about getting magic water and getting blessed water and this water and that water. But that's a different discussion at a different time. But it wasn't the water that healed him. He would have been healed a long time ago. You know what healed this blind man? His faith by his obedience to the word of God. Same thing that's going to heal you. Your faith by his obedience to the word of God. And Lord might lead you to some water. He might lead you here. He might lead you there. But whatever he lead, wherever he leads you, you be better good. Amen. By just telling him, yes, Lord, I'm on my way. Wherever he leading you. His obedience to the word, although the act seemed a little bit foolish. Walking around the wall, Jericho wall seven times, it seemed a little foolish. Naming, dipping in dirty water, seemed a little foolish. Oh, we got some situations that look real foolish in the Bible. But guess what? It produced the needed result. Your faith, regardless of how foolish it looks, is going to produce the needed results. Because it's the love of God that created the scenario, amen, the winning scenario in the first place. You right where the Lord will have you to be. Because it was his love that brought you there. It was the love of God that took Jesus, amen, down in the wilderness to do battle with the devil for 40 days. That was love. Beloved, if God says it and you act on it, then get ready because you are about to see the impossible become possible. It's what you call walking in love faith. See, you just ain't walking. And you just ain't walking in faith, but you walking in love faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you. Whoo, I feel so full now. I feel full. My God, that was good. I done preached to myself. My God, that was good word. Oh, God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you. Father God, we thank you that if the word says it, we can do it. Regardless if it doesn't make sense to our mind, we will always obey the word. And as a result, the impossible will become possible because your love has already created the scenario for us to be more than a conqueror. We cannot be more than a conqueror unless the scenario has already been designed. You have a plan to bring us to an expected end that was love. We start in love, we end in love. And love all in between and in the middle. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. In form of announcements. Amen. We will be at the altar prayer today at 12 noon. We ask that you would come on and, amen, let us close the week out in prayer. Amen. No Friday night prayer tonight. Amen. That will be next Friday. Lord's willing. We flip every other Friday. Amen. In Jesus' name. Seems like there's something going on this weekend. I can't think right now, but we'll let you know tomorrow morning. Amen. Because Lord's willing, we'll be here. Amen. So everybody, today is offering day. Offering day here at the ministry. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. We give in love. Amen. Hallelujah. We sow in love. Amen. And we reap in love. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you desire to sow into the word today, amen. Hallelujah. And we invite you to become a partner, a monthly partner with our ministry. We thank God for you. Amen. Several ways that you can do that. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org, and hit the donate button there. Amen. Cash App, $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you. Amen for your giving. If you do not know Jesus, this is your time. This is it. I'm going to wait till tomorrow. I'm going to wait till I go to church on Sunday. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. It's a good idea that you want to, you know, you have intentions on giving your life to Christ. It's not a good idea that you are waiting. That's not a good idea. Because you don't know what's going to happen between now and the next 60 seconds. Every second you're on God's grace, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't even know if you're going to have an opportunity. Amen. So come on. If you do not know Jesus, just surrender. Amen. Ask him to forgive you for your sins. Lord, forgive me for my sins. I confess my sins before you. I invite Jesus, amen, into my heart to be my Lord and my Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Save me from my sins. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you that my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Now, Father God, lead me, guide me, and direct me, and help me to follow you. Bam. You can say it like that. You can say it another way. Don't make a difference as long as you just, amen, ask Jesus in. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that's it. You can do a 30-second prayer. Or you can do a 5-minute prayer. You don't make no difference. See, it's when your heart, your mouth is expressing what's in your heart. You believe in your heart. You confess with your mouth. Your mouth and your heart is in agreement that Jesus is Lord. That's the secret. That's all he's saying. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Father God, we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the service today. Thank you for it. The 5 o'clock service, the 6 o'clock service, 7 o'clock service, this thank you. In all things, we give you praise. Thank you, Father God, for those who have given their life to you by faith. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for teaching us how to walk in faith, to help our unbelief, Father, that we might move from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Thank you, Father. Those of us who are stuck, we're stuck. We're waiting for something to happen. And you're waiting for us to make a move and faith to do what you've called us, what you've already told us to do. You didn't give us the whole story. You just gave us the next step of instructions. Your instructions are provided to us step by step. Sometimes we try to skip a step and you ain't having it. You're not having it. Forgive us, Father, and thank you for being patient with us and teaching us the way that we should go. Amen and amen. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, accidents, incidents, calamities, mechanical malfunctions, premature death, fires, gas explosions, slip and fall accidents, break-ins, home invasions, any form of bad news, Father. We put it all under the blood of Jesus Christ, and we thank you that no weapon formed against us will not prosper, and we will not be afraid of the arrow by day or the terror by night. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for all those, Father God, sowing into the soil of this ministry. We thank you for these men and women, Father God. Thank you for blessing their faith to give. And so, Father God, we ask that you would bless them back, Father God. Bless the seed and bless the giver, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, and bless the money, Father God. It will be used, Father God, for the purposes that you have intended. And we say thank you over and over and over again. Bless the prayer warrior at 12 o'clock. Anoint her, Father God. Keep her from danger seen, danger unseen. Bless her faithfulness, Father God, and her desire to serve in your kingdom. And all those who will be calling in agreement. Thank you, God. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Hallelujah. We seal this prayer, hallelujah, and by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We disapprove, nullify, dismantle, cancel, and forcefully oppose any satanic operations, maneuvers, manipulations, subversions, strategies, tactics, plots, plans, and ploys, which are designed to hinder, prevent, frustrate, foil, deny, or delay God's original plans and purposes from their quick, swift, and speedy manifestations, particularly in their correct time and season. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. Hallelujah. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is, amen, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Amen. A wonderful day, a fantastic day. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Pastor Bradford, amen, Philadelphia, signing out. Lord's willing, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Same time, place, and station. Amen. Amen. And amen.